At this time, there are no major developments in the war news to report. Any new developments will be brought to you immediately. Keep tuned to your Blue Network station. Philco Corporation, world's largest radio manufacturer, presents your Radio Hall of Fame. Today and every Sunday for one full hour, the stars made great by your recognition of their achievements are brought to you by Philco Corporation, makers today of radar and electronic equipment to help win the war, makers tomorrow of products for good living in a world at peace. This afternoon, your Radio Hall of Fame presents 1 hour of music with the new singing star, Georgia Gibbs, radio's most popular quartet, the Merrimacks, the celebrated pianist, Earl Wilde, the Radio Hall of Fame Orchestra and Chorus, all in a special tribute to a man who has been in the Radio Hall of Fame for 2 years, the Dean of Modern American Music, Paul Whiteman. There's no better way to start off this tribute to our maestro than with a typical Whiteman arrangement of a tune he discovered in Europe and made world famous, Valencia.
Thank you.
Any tribute to Paul Whiteman must include one Mike Pingator, one of the best banjoists in the country, who's been playing with Whiteman practically as long as he's been playing the banjo, which is a very long time. Mike, you got anything you'd like to say about Pops?
Lots of things. But then, of course, I'm prejudiced. But I've got right here the best testimonials any man could get. A fistful of letters of congratulations from some of our greatest stars who got their first big chance from Pops. Here's one from somebody you may know. It says, "It's been a long time since I started as one of the rhythm boys with you. But you're still the tops, Pops. Congratulations and thanks." It's signed Bing.
Oh, Mr. Crosby himself. I have one here from Mildred Bailey.
Here's one from Morton Downey.
Johnny Mercer.
Helen Jepson.
The Dorsey Brothers.
Johnny Green.
Joan Edwards.
Ferdy Groffay.
Henry Bussey.
Joe Venuti.
Charlie Quinn.
Who?
It's signed Charlie Quinn.
Who's Charlie Quinn?
I'm Charlie Quinn.
Well, who are you?
I'm just a guy who happens to like Paul Whiteman's music and send him my congratulations. Is there anything wrong in that?
Not at all. We're glad to hear from you.
I'm not one of those big shots who Paul Whiteman started, but I know a little bit about music. And I like Paul Whiteman because he's always a step ahead of anybody else when it comes to music. Why, even way back there, remember the way he did Do-Wack-A-Do?
I can get a word in here.
You want to say something about Paul Whiteman?
No, I want to talk about the men in our armed forces for just a second. You see, if there's anyone who's had a preview of the electronic achievements which will come from the Philco laboratories in the future, it's the men who've been flying over the victorious battlefields of Europe and the far Pacific. For as our fighting men have stormed the island strongholds of Japan and advanced across the Atlantic to the Normandy beaches and the gates of Berlin, they've had the opportunity to observe and to apply the swift progress of electronic science, which war research has achieved in the Philco laboratories. These men have their own reasons to confirm the judgment which people at home have expressed in repeated polls of post-war buying preference. By an average of 3-1 over any other make of radio, America looks to Philco, famous for quality the world over, for the newest developments of modern science in radio and recorded music.
Well, that's fine, Glenn.
Just a second.
I beg your pardon?
Well, I'm not a big shot either. I'm not even a musician. I'm just a guy in a blue suit. But I can tell you why Paul Whiteman's great. He's the one who started those symphonic arrangements of popular songs. I've still got his record of Last Night on the Back Porch.
Well, you should hear how he does it now.
My 2 cents.
Why, certainly, madam.
Well, I'm the wife of that man in the blue suit. In fact, I'm the one who picked out that suit. And I'm telling you that Mr. Whiteman is on top because of the romance of his music.
Yeah, but it's mostly his arrangements that do it.
It's that wonderful rhythm he's got.
You know what I think? I think Whiteman's success is due to his genius for discovering new talent.
Well, no, it's the rhythm. That's what I think.
Maybe I can help you.
Huh?
I'm not a musician either, but I can tell you a lot about Paul. You see, I come from Denver, where Paul was born. I knew his father, who was supervisor of music for the school system. And Paul was still a young kid when he was playing the violin for the Denver Symphony Orchestra. father was mighty proud of him. And Paul would practice for hours. Every day he'd practice.
Paul!
Yeah, Dad?
What are you doing?
I'm practicing.
Oh, but those awful noises I just heard.
I was just ragging a little.
You were what?
Playing ragtime. You heard of this new ragtime people are all talking about?
Oh, Paul, you've got a great musical career ahead of you. A boy of your age already playing with a symphony orchestra, making $40 a week with your name on the program. Now, don't spoil it, Paul.
Well, Dad, what would you say if I told you I can get $80 a week with my name on the billboards?
How?
Playing ragtime music.
And when Mr. Wilberforce Whiteman went to the Golden Club that night, he heard his son, Paul Whiteman's orchestra, playing... called it ragtime then. It was raw, it was brash and uncivilized. But what Paul couldn't put into words was that it was exciting, rhythmic, daring. It came out of the same things that made the America we know today, which was why most Americans like it almost immediately. Well, I kind of lost track of Paul while he was in the Navy during the First World War, but I guess Mr. Pinkator came in right after that. Isn't that right, Mike?
Uh-huh. Right after the armistice. I came to him for a job. He gave it to me. And I've been with him ever since.
Say, I've got some of those old Whiteman records where you do a banjo solo.
Yeah. Pops is always swell about giving his people a chance to do their stuff. My favorite was the Wabash Blues.
Make all those old standards sound 100% better.
Her name's Miss Gibbs, I believe.
That's right, Mike. You know, I grew up listening to Mildred Bailey sing the St. Louis Blues with Pops.
Mildred Bailey. She sings fine, doesn't she?
Sure does. You know, and Pops was the guy who bet on her way back.
We've got Georgia Gibbs doing the same number with us now. And, brother, that Georgia gal don't hurt that song none.
Thank you.
feel. Oh, that man got a heart like a rock cast in the sea. Or else that man, he would not have gone for me. Now I love that man just like a schoolboy loves his pie. Just like a Kentucky colonel loves his mint and rye. I'm gonna love my man till the day I die. I'm gonna love my baby till the day I die.
That Georgia Gibbs is a little bit all right, huh?
Yeah, she's up there on top and still climbing fast.
See, that's what I said about Whiteman. Why, he's great. All those people, Bailey, Crosby, Downey, and all the others. He knows real talent when he hears it.
Okay, okay, but he had more than that. How about all those new musical effects he started? Remember the,
Well, that was the slide whistle.
Yeah, where'd you get that from?
Well, our drummer McDonald just stumbled on it. He was fooling around one day. Paul heard it and incorporated it in the band. Remember he used it in Avalon?
And then that other one, remember that? He used it in a song called Cutie?
You mean the Celeste?
Yeah, Pops borrowed that from the symphony. It went swell in Cutie.
I remember a song he played, Kahlua, with something in it that went...
Oh, you mean...
That was it.
That was a Cuban gourd. The drummer would rub it with a stick. He got a lot of effects like that using different saxes and clarinets. Remember the bass clarinet in My Man? And the trick mutes in San? And the trumpet wah-wahs in Hot Lips?
Yeah, but it wasn't only those effects. It was the way he used them in his numbers.
Wasn't it about then that he made that wonderful recording of 3 o'clock in the morning? Paul Whiteman playing 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yes, and he's still playing it. Bigger and better than ever.
It's 3 o'clock in the morning.
That's what I mean by romance. That's why I think Paul Whiteman's so wonderful. How could any girl resist that music?
You know, it's a funny thing, but if it weren't for Paul Whiteman, I might be a bachelor right now.
Hey, say, Mike, how was Whiteman able to pick all those swell numbers he introduced?
Well, it was a little bit of luck and a whole lot of just being able to pick them. Like when we made that tour in Europe.
I remember that tour. Quite an outfit Paul had then. Vic Spiderbeck, the Dorsey Brothers.
Yeah, and Henry Bussey. There's an example of luck for you. Bussey and the boys used to noodle around with a little tune called Madonna during rehearsals. One day, Pops was stuck for an encore during a concert. He threw in this tune, and with Bussey playing a hot chorus, it sounded like this.
Ah, change the name to When Day Is Done, huh? Well, it's an all-time classic. Say, I want to ask you...
Oh, say, it looks like we'll have to hold up our discussion of Pops Whiteman for just a moment.
But we're just getting to the best part of it.
And we'll get to it in just a moment. But there's another item that's being discussed these days.
What's that?
Frozen foods. You've been hearing about them, reading about them, perhaps using them more and more every day. After the war, they'll be a new and important factor in meal preparation. That's why the Philco freezer chest, coming after victory, is important food news. It's a frozen storage chest in a variety of sizes to suit your needs, which you'll want in your home in addition to your present refrigerator. And then, if you like strawberries, for instance, you can stock up when they're plentiful for months ahead. You can lay in a supply of spring fryers or asparagus or any of your favorite foods to enjoy whenever you wish at any time of the year. Yes, and there are many other ways in which it will save you time and money and bring you better meals. Look forward to the Philco freezer chest. It will be another product of Philco pioneering research and quality. Before continuing Philco's salute to Paul Whiteman, we pause just long enough to say those familiar words. This is the Blue Network of the American Broadcasting Company. We're back now in your Radio Hall of Fame, where today Philco is honoring the Dean of Modern American Music, Paul Whiteman. Wasn't there a man here with a question?
Yeah. Say, Mike, after Pops discovered When Day Is Done, isn't that when he discovered the Rhythm Boys?
No, they came later. The Rhythm Boys. Al Rinker, Harry Barris, and a guy named Bing Crosby, who later went in for collecting loud shirts, a big family, and slow horses. You see, the Rhythm Boys...
Mike.
Oh, yes, Judd. Folks, this is Judd McMichael of the Merrimacks.
Howdy, folks. Sorry to butt in, but when you talk about the Rhythm Boys, you're right on my street.
Yeah, they were a good team, too.
A good team, too. Those boys were great before we knew one note from another. My brothers and I used to get their records and play them until the neighbors threatened to call the police.
Well, it certainly didn't do you Merrimacks any harm.
They had one recording of Mississippi Mud, where we'd imitate them.
Mississippi Mud. Say, could you Merrimacks do it like the Rhythm Boys did?
Well... let's say something like the Rhythm Boys did.
That Mississippi mud. When the sun goes down, the tag goes out, the doctors gather round and they all begin to shout. Hey, hey, Uncle Dud, it's a treat to beat your feet on the Mississippi mud. It's a treat to beat your feet on the Mississippi mud. What a dance do they do? Lordy, how I'm telling you. They don't need no band. Take your time by clapping their hands. Just as happy as a cow chewing on a cud when the doctors beat your feet on the Mississippi mud. Lordy, how they play it. Boy, they really sway it. Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Boy, they really thrill me. Boy, it really kills me. When the sun goes down, the tide goes out, the doctors gather around and they all begin to shout. Hey, hey, Uncle Dud, it's preach, preach, feet on the Mississippi mud. It's preach, preach, feet on the Mississippi mud. What a dance do they do? Lordy, how I'm telling you. They don't need no band. Take your time by clapping their hands. Just as happy as a cow chewing on his cud. When the doctors beat the feet, when the doctors beat the feet, when the doctors beat the feet on the Mississippi mud.
Oh, I left my sugar.
Where did you leave your sugar?
Standing in the mud.
In the mud?
I'll bet she's plenty muddy now.
They sound enough like the Rhythm Boys to be the Rhythm Boys.
Yes, but they're still doing all right as the Merrimacks.
Mr. Whiteman had all those great people with him and those arrangements and his wonderful style. Paul was already out front, even way back then, wasn't he?
You bet he was. But he wasn't satisfied. He kept moving. And that's what kept him out front. Now he began to work on an idea that he'd been nursing for years. It was an old dream of his.
Well, well, Pops, it's all set. I've just got you booked for 6 weeks at the Trianon with the biggest guarantee any band ever got. Well, what do you think of that?
Cancel it.
What?
I said cancel it. I got other plans.
Oh, listen, Pops, if you want to rest, I might be able to postpone this date a week or so.
But... I won't have time for it.
Well, why not?
I'm going to give a concert.
A what?
A concert. You've heard of a concert with music and stuff.
But a jazz orchestra giving a concert? I never heard of it.
You never heard of jazz a few years ago either. But it's done all right by me. And I'm going to give a concert of American music.
Oh, Paul, listen to me, will you? I've been in this business for 30 years. A jazz orchestra can't give a concert. They'll laugh you out of town.
Well, I'll gamble on that.
Hey, where's Pops? I heard it. Oh, pardon me.
Oh, come on in, George. I've been waiting for you. This is Mr. Hunkle, George. Uncle, this is George Gershwin.
How do you do?
Oh, hello, Gershwin. You wrote Swanee, didn't you? A very nice tune.
Thank you very much. Say, Pops, I heard about Victor Herbert writing you a suite for your concert. That's wonderful news.
Well, how about Gershwin writing something for my concert?
Well, I would love to. I've got a new popular tune I'm just finishing.
Who said anything about a popular tune?
Yeah, but...
I've heard you say you'd like to write something important. Something big. Well, here's your chance.
I'd like to, but I don't know. Well, I can try.
How long will it take you?
Let's see, about, well, if I hurry, I could deliver it in 4 months.
Fine, but the concert is next month. You'll have to get it to me by then.
Next month? That's impossible.
George, I'll be expecting it.
George Gershwin finished the tune in 3 weeks, and his composition certainly didn't suffer for the lack of time, because the number he composed was the famed Rhapsody in Blue. Pops gave the concert and made musical history. I'll never forget the day of the concert, and I'm sure Pops won't either. He was as nervous as a kitten. We had a great audience. The most aristocratic box holders from the Metropolitan Opera Company, Carnegie Hall, serious critics of the world's music. They lifted their gilded lorgnettes for the opening number, and this is what they heard. The Livery Stable Blues. Real New Orleans jazz. Hot, solid, and out of this world. The audience, the elite of the musical world, ruffled their programs and then tapped their feet. They liked it. Then... Yes, we have no bananas in the comedy vein. And then a symphonic arrangement of Song of India. By this time, Paul Whiteman and every one of the 23 men who played in the orchestra knew they'd won a great victory. But the greatest was yet to come. The lights dimmed. From the wings, a tall, slight, rather nervous young man came on stage. He came forward to a thunderous applause, made his bow, and quickly went to the piano. He flexed his fingers, laid them gently on the keys, nodded to Paul Whiteman. And there came the first tones of that clarinet, announcing the Rhapsody in Blue.
applause roared on for minutes. There was no doubt about it. Paul Whiteman's jazz concert and experiment in modern American music was a tremendous success.
You see, it's just like I said. Paul Whiteman never gets stale. He's always right up to date. That was what made Whiteman great.
Yes, and that's why Philco is paying tribute to him today. Pops, come here a second. We've got a surprise for you.
Man, I couldn't be any more surprised than I am. A little out of breath, too.
Well, Pops, here's a letter from the president of the Philco Corporation that I'd like to read to you. It says, "Dear Paul, I'm glad to have the opportunity to add a word for Philco in this tribute to your many years of success in your profession. It has been a source of real satisfaction to us that we've been privileged through the Radio Hall of Fame to bring the art of the Dean of Modern American Music to millions of homes in our land and to the men and women of our armed forces here and overseas. You have personally started many talented artists on the road to stardom, and we know that closest to your heart is the desire to contribute further to the discovery and development of new talent in the field of popular music. It is our feeling that among our armed forces, there's some young man or woman of unusual talent whose career in music has been interrupted by the war. When he or she comes back, it may be difficult or perhaps impossible to resume that career. So as a token of our appreciation and in tribute to your accomplishments, we hand you herewith our check for $1,000 to be devoted to someone of your choice who may someday be added to the roster of the great whom you have sent upon the road to success. And it's signed, sincerely, John Valentine, president of the Philco Corporation. And here's the check, Pops, a GI starter for some future star. Good luck with it."
Well, on behalf of the lucky GI who gets his $1,000, a million thanks to Philco. And I really mean it.
Oh, that's swell. Now, here comes Mike again.
Come on in, Mike. What's on your mind?
Well, Pops, the whole musical cast wants to give you their tribute now. Georgia Gibbs, the Mary Macks, the Radio Hall of Fame Orchestra and the chorus, taking a stroll down memory lane. And they've whipped up a Whiteman medley just for you.
We're kind of taking the baton smack dab right out of my hand.
Well, that's it, Pops. Put on your carpet slippers, light your favorite pipe, and relax,
well,
Pops. Relax.
That's the way you want it. I am relaxed.
Very first, relaxed. Pops, the boys are going to start with an excerpt from the first suite Ferdy Grofay wrote with the band.
That would be Mississippi Suite. Good old Mississippi. Carry on, boys. Oh, carry on.
asked me what I wanted to sing for you, and it had to be Bill. Remember, Helen Morgan sang it in Showboat, and Jerome Kern, one of your good friends, wrote it. Well, to you, Pops, with love, my Bill.
What a lonely Bill, who's not the type at all. You'd meet him on the street, you never notice him. His form and face, his manly grace, is not the kind that you would find in a statue, and I can't explain. It's surely not his brain that
to beat boys' rhythm to your recording of Way Down Yonder in New Orleans. The song is still in our hearts. And straight from the heart to you, Pops, Way Down Yonder in New Orleans.
Oh, guess, where do you think I'm going when the wind starts blowing strong? Oh, guess, where do you think I'm going when the nights start growing long? I ain't going east, I ain't going west, I ain't going over the cuckoo's nest. I'm bound for the town I love best, where life is one sweet song. Way down yonder in New Orleans, in the land of dreamy dreams, there's the Garden of Eden, that's what I mean. Three old babies with flashing eyes, softly whisper with tender sighs. Stop. Oh, won't you give your lady fair a little smile? Stop. You bet your life you'll linger there a little while. There is heaven right here on earth with those beautiful queens way down yonder in New Orleans. Start to be heading for New Orleans. I'll be staying in New Orleans. That's my home down in New Orleans. You know what I mean. Tickets I'm a buying to hear the bacon frying, Creole baby sighing. I'm heading for home, sweet home. And when I get there with my lady fair, we will hear the people say that we're a lucky pair, for there is heaven right here on earth with those beautiful queens, way down, way down, way down, way down, way down yonder in New Orleans.
Remember this one, Pops? The feature of the jazz concert in every town we ever played. The full orchestra and chorus, Miss Gibbs, and me with a banjo on my knee. Yes, Pops, it's...
When day is done and shadows fall, I dream of you. When day is done, I think of all the joys we knew, that yearning, returning to won't go, love, I know, love, without you. My lonely heart is sinking with a sorrow. Although I miss your tender kiss the whole day through, I miss you most of all.
Pops, thanks and congratulations. We'd like to thank Earl Wilde for his great rendition of the Rhapsody in Blue. Each Sunday at this time, Philco Corporation brings you the Philco Hour in the name of Philco dealers and distributors throughout the United States and Canada. After victory, those dealers will bring new products for good living to your home. Finer radios, phonographs, refrigerators, and air conditioners under the Philco name, famous for quality the world over. This visit to your Radio Hall of Fame will be transmitted to our men and women overseas by shortwave and through the worldwide facilities of the Armed Forces Radio Service.
Do you think you know all the answers? Then test your knowledge with the Quiz Kids who follow in half an hour over most of these stations. This is the Blue Network of the American Broadcasting Company.